episode 148 of Taking the Charge with you from Regensburg, Germany. I am David Hein of Hein News. Thanks for stopping by again. Another day, another week, another great week of basketball. Even though people, NBA fans who listen to the show may be like, what are you talking about, basketball? Yeah, there's still plenty of hoops going on. Pan Am games are just around the corner. Actually, I guess it's one more week. So rosters are being finalized for that. You know, you have the Universidad going on. That was going on this past week. Ended, I believe, on Monday. Was pretty exciting. And then there was, right now, there's the Under-20 European Championship. Men, so that's going on right now, and warm-ups for the U18s. So plenty of hoops to talk about. I guess first off, taking a look at the Universidad. You know, there was a really good chance for the German team to actually grab a victory over Kansas University. Actually, it was, of course, the United States, but Kansas was the USA basketball, because they're sending their A2 team to the Pan Am games. They decided to send to pick Kansas University to represent them in the Universidad in South Korea. And yeah, it was a pretty exciting game. The gold medal was between United States and Germany, and went to double overtime. Actually, USA prevailed, first victory I think since 95, if I'm not mistaken, something around there, but or maybe I can't remember. It's been quite a while for them. You know, was a pretty impressive performance by Frank Mason. Wayne Selden, this three with about a minute left or so, and I think he would go on something like 5-27 in 1 of 10 threes before he hit that big three. Germany, you know, it's mainly a professional team. You know, you have younger guys, pretty much almost everybody had been in the had played at least a little bit in the Bundesliga, almost everybody. And then two guys that had most recently been in the US, and that was Hans Braza at I believe he's at Princeton, and Mauro Lowe, who's with Colombia. And Lowe had a really great tournament, and he's actually will be going to the Germany training camp, senior national team. And I can tell you what, as a guy with his size, with his overall general skill set, I think he might have a chance, especially because of that size, to maybe be the third string point guard. It's obviously not set in stone, I think there's a solid shot. Bogdan Radosavić is also going to be going to the camp, he had a pretty good tournament. Struggled in the first half against the Americans, and then kind of helped bring the Germans back. In general, you know, first medal ever for Germany. They, I think it was 1993 they won, or 89 they won the bronze as West Germany. So as Germany, it's their first medal. So congratulations to them. And it was pretty cool to see some of these guys, you know, play pretty well. And double overtime, so it was a real exciting game. And, you know, just weren't able to hold on in the end. 7-point win for the Americans. mentioned Pan Am Games. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, main thing from that. I saw that, Bobby Brown was named to the American team, which I thought was pretty cool. Obviously, he's been through a lot, gone through a lot of different places, and you know, been a pretty good representative of the United States across the globe. So probably brings them some pretty good experience. So that'll be pretty good for them. And you know, soapbox time, I guess. I really I think it's horrible that you know, that the fact that I think it's great the fact that Dylan Brooks is also on the is still in the running for the Canadian team, but the fact that he is still in the running, and that Jamal Murray is still there, basically, you know, it says to me, maybe I'm wrong here, but it says to me, I mean, the fact that Dylan Brooks could come to the U19 World Championship and still be in the running for the Pan Am Games, basically says to me that that Jamal Murray said, all right, I'm not going to go to the U19 World Championship, so I can decide to go to Kentucky. And, you know, that just frustrates the you-know-what out of me. You know, you have, you know, all these guys that are pulling out for college reasons, you know, to draft guys. Hey, I can accept that. College reasons and, you know, getting the grades up or whatever, but you know, to make a decision on, you know, Kentucky, I just think that, you know, this is a world championship. You know, I think if Murray was there, I mean, they only lost one game. They lost to Croatia, you know, if they beat them, you know, they have a serious chance of going against the Americans. And you know, with Murray, they would have given him a serious run for the money. And if I'm Dylan Brooks and, you know, Jackson, Chris Egge, especially Egge, cause he's been, you know, representing Canada for, you know, this was his third world championship. You know, I gotta be a little bit frustrated, you know, okay, he's, you know, future star for your team and everything, but you know, gotta be really frustrated, that he decides to, you know, that where he's going to go to college is bigger than playing for the national team. When you guys have a serious chance to make it to the podium for the first time ever, you know, you think if Murray's there, everything that Brooks didn't have to do, you know, you might look at his numbers and say, oh, you know, some you know, pretty high number of turnovers, but you know, he didn't you know, he was doing things that he didn't need to do. He was really, you know, pressing it and trying to, you know, just do things that, you know, totally aren't totally in his game. You know, so, and that takes the playmaking pressure off Justin Jackson. You know, it gives Poizer a chance to come on against you know, maybe a backup, you know, or a tired first string guy, and would make him that much better. And then obviously just the amount of points that Murray would have been able to score. So you know, this really, really, really aggravates me that this decision was made. Okay, it's his decision. And you know, and obviously everybody has to live with it, and he's, you know, but this is the last chance to play at a world championship, youth world championship, and you know, he missed it to decide that he wanted to go to Kentucky. I mean, you know, that could have, you know, waited, you know, and whatever. It's his choice, but that came up with the. You know, the fact that Murray and Brooks still have pretty good chances of making the Pan Am Games. So I guess probably the biggest event that's going on right now is the under 20 World Championship. The under 20 World Championship, which today is the last day of the second round. So quarterfinals will start. Then, I guess, on Friday. I think they have a day off, and then they go. I guess they have a day off, and then they go on Friday. Just looking at the schedule, I think so. So let's see. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So some good hoops to watch this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday down in Italy. You know, we have two really good ones today, Wednesday. Actually, before the podcast comes out, Turkey will have played Spain. And the winner of that will take first place in Group F, and then Group E will be decided by Serbia and France a little bit later in the evening here. You know, in general, you know, it's the usual suspects, if you will. You know, Spain are top in their group, along with Turkey. Spain are actually undefeated. Turkey lost once to Slovenia, I believe. Serbia, I believe they might be undefeated too. Looking that up now. Yes, they are still undefeated as well. And, so yeah, I mean actually I haven't really watched Serbia much, so I really can't say too much about it. I know Rebic is there. A couple other guys are there, but, I can't really talk too much about Serbia. Turkey's loaded. I really like this Turkish team. You know, they have from the U19s, Ergulu, Arar, Geçim, Ulubey all came. And then they joined Medeşan Birsen, who's watching. You know, he didn't quite take the next step that Osman did, you know, still has some pretty good game. The other guy who I've been really impressed with was Emrecan Kosut, the center. You know, this is a guy who Planinic back on the show quite a while back. He compared Kosa to kind of like a young Kevin Garnett. And first game of the tournament, Kosa blocked 11 shots. That was against Great Britain. You know, he's had a pretty darn good tournament. Is averaging 10.8 points, 8.3 rebounds, 4.3 blocks, shooting 62% from the field. Just turned 20. Had a nice 24-11, 24 points, 11 rebounds, a 3 block game against Ukraine. Kind of slipped a little bit against Czech Republic, which was a good game. With 4.7 rebounds and 2 blocks, but only played 19 minutes, and he picked up 2 fouls really quick. I watched this game; he picked up 2 fouls real quick, and wasn't able to play very much, and have a very big impact on the game. I like him. He's not great offensively. I mean, you know, he gets the ball around the basket and can finish. And I mean, they have so many playmakers, you know, with, like I said, Ergulu and Ulubey and Geçim and Özdemir Ergulu. So, you know, that's just a lot of guys to feed him the ball in pretty good position. But he can finish, and obviously he could block shots. You know, and that's one of the impressive things is, you know, a lot of different ways that he's blocking shots. Inside, outside, help, you know, recovery. And so I'm really impressed with him. GB, everybody probably talks about Luke Nelson as probably their one of their big names. And but you know, I really like Lavelle Bigby Williams, who's 206 power forward, long power forward. I can't remember where he's going to some U.S. college, really small. And you know, there's no reason he shouldn't be somewhere else, at a bigger place than that. You know, he's averaging 11 points, 8.8 rebounds, and he's also got 1.2 blocks. And you know, his length is really, really nice, and I think, you know, defensively he really does a lot of good things, and kind of helps, you know, clean up a lot of mistakes. Really long guys, really long arms, you know, is okay inside. Not fantastic, but you know, he's, you know, down low he'll finish it, hitting 52%. The other guy actually I really like was, they also have Jules Deng Okoto, who's actually in Germany, playing for Fraport Skyliners. But Benjamin Lawson, 209. You know, I'd just probably call him a forward. I mean, they list him as a small forward, but you know, doesn't really shoot outside, but you know, can play pretty tough defense and has good, you know, shot blocking ability. You know, has 1.8 blocks. He's blocked 11 blocks in the last four games. Really come on. Isn't scoring a lot, but you know, finishes. But he's sort of like their more of a defensive rebound and defense guy. And you know, like I said, at 1.8 rebounds, 0.7 steals. Doesn't have a lot offensively. Yeah, like him, like his length a little bit from the wing, like, you know, can't shoot, but so yeah, it's been a pretty interesting team. Obviously they're, you know, they're down in the classification 13 to 20. I would be shocked if they go down. They've won two in a row, now against Croatia and Bulgaria. So I think they should be safe. Croatia's kind of, Lithuania, I mean, has kind of, been a little underwhelming in my eyes. You know, they beat, Slovenia, they beat Germany and GB, but, you know, lost to Turkey and Czech and Spain. Okay. Those are, you know, three pretty decent teams, but, doesn't seem like they have loads there. But you know, Sabonis has been fantastic. Rebounding ball, you know, 12.2 rebounds a game. But offensively, you know, I think I wonder what's going on with him. He's just not able to do very much around the basket. Shooting only 35% for the tournament. And you know, 9.3 points, in 27 minutes. And, you know, really, hasn't shot over 40% in the game. It's just really surprising that he hasn't been able to do more. Rebounding, he's been fantastic. You know, like I said, 12.2. He's, got, three games of 14 or more. You know, he's been pretty good defensively as well, but, offensively, he's just not able to really get it done. Not exactly sure what's going on. You know, kind of watched him, maybe just not getting in the right spots, and maybe he's just you know, not physically, you know, I mean, he didn't really play loads as a center with Gonzaga. I mean, Karnofsky was more there to kind of do that, and you know, he's kind of more of a guy who's a little bit more outside, doesn't do more, doesn't, you know, doesn't it just isn't forced to do it. Where I think with this team, they kind of need him to do that. The other guy who's really had a good, you know, the guy who has a pretty decent tournament so far has been Edvinas Šeškas, who it's nice to see him back. He suffered a big time injury 2 years ago, I think it was. So it's, you know, he was a guy who won the Nike International Junior Tournament with Letvos Laurytas. But he's had a pretty solid game, averaging 13 points, five rebounds a game, and you know, hasn't shot extremely well from the outside, 30%. But you know, is a pretty solid all around player, and probably their other leader along with Sabonis. So, you know, kind of those two, I guess, Vilanskis as well, Polios. I kind of wonder that, you know, Sabonis is maybe he's also feeling a little bit of pressure right now, you know, but high expectations that, you know, he's sort of the guy that they are counting on. And at the same time, he's also, you know, in the running to make the senior national team. You know, they have him listed on in the training camp, so maybe he feels a little bit of pressure on that side to showcase himself, to think maybe he should be doing more, especially offensively, than maybe he might be able to do. So, you know, maybe that's what's going on with Sabonis, but, you know, not quite as impressive as I thought they would be. As he would be. And Spain, you know, it's a good team. I mean, there's a couple of NIJT champions on the team. There's a lot of experience, and, you know, guys have been playing together. You have Sima and Yankuba Sima and Marcasia, who come over from the under 19 World Championship. Francisco Alonso as well, but you know, it's a team. You know, Hernan Gomez is playing very well. Iliman Diop, they have guys on the outside with Sanz and Abaldi, and you know, it's a really good mix. Garcia, you know, I thought this might be a good tournament for him, that he's not really relied upon to do a lot of things. And, you know, he's averaging 10 points a game and, you know, not really turning the ball over that much. Still only shooting 26% from 3-point range. So that's kind of disturbing, but, you know, but yeah, it's a good mix of guys. And, so that, you know, that's not really a surprise that they're playing really well. France have a pretty solid group. You know, they're playing Serbia now for first place in the group. And, you know, as usual, France have some athletes. You know, you have Yabusele, you have Kaba, you have Cornelia. So it's, you know, it's a good mix of guys that I think that, you know, they're always going to be athletic and they're going to really play well. And defensively, they're going to be hurt without having Boutillier there. Their small forward went down for the rest of the tournament, so he'll be missed. So pretty much, you know, everybody's got to step up on that team. He was their leading scorer, but you know, they're in the quarters and now know that you know, it's knockout time, and this is when it all matters. In general, it's been great. It's been really good to see the games. You know, the FIBA YouTube product is getting better and better, and I believe probably with the quarterfinals, maybe not. If nothing else, definitely the semifinals. But I believe the quarterfinals should have English commentary. Don't know which guys are coming over, but I think that they will have guys covering up, you know, announcing those games. So that should be pretty cool. But you know, still dogfight for the final spots in the quarters. And those will be decided today. And I think there should be some good quarterfinals. I think the semifinals should be pretty darn good. And you know, I'd have to say Turkey would probably be my favorite. You know, maybe Spain as well. And like I said, unfortunately, I haven't really seen Serbia, so I can't really say too much about them. But you know, obviously Serbia, you always have to consider one of the favorites. So I guess enjoy that. That'll be over by the end of the weekend. So I'll probably talk a little bit about that next week. Next week's show will probably be quite U18 centric, European Championship U18 centric, since that tournament then starts at the end of the week. Like I said, there's already some games going on now, really excited about Turkey with Furkan Korkmaz playing there. Obviously, one of the main guys from the Under-19 World Championship. So it's going to be pretty cool to see him there. I think, you know, he's definitely one of the guys, one of the top contenders to make the all-tournament team right from the very beginning. But, you know, it scored 29 a game against Lithuania, a warm-up game. So, yeah, but I think we'll probably talk more about that next week and when some of these rosters are finalized. But next week's show, I believe I'll definitely be home for that. I'll still be in Regensburg. I believe I fly on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And then so the week after that, which will be show 150. Wow, that'll be taking place in Volos. If all goes as planned, if everything works out financially, but I'll be in Greece then, not next week's show, but the week after, I'll be, heading over there. So, let's, move over to the interviews. Obviously, U19 World Championship, is already over, but, you know, I still have a couple of interviews I did want to run for you guys. And I'm going to give you four of them today. We're going to start with, I'll announce them now and then we'll move on from, and just catch on the other side basically. So, first one be three Americans, be Terrence Ferguson, and then, move over to Harry Giles and finish off with, Jason Tatum. And then after the Tatum interview, move over to, the interview with Canada's Justin Jackson, and Justin saw him at the 2012 Under-17 World Championship in Kaunas when he was 15. So that was, I think, the first time I've seen him that we've been face to face since then. So it was kind of neat. Had a nice chat with him, and again, Terrence Ferguson, Harry Giles, Jason Tatum, and Justin Jackson. So we will catch you on the other side of those.
my brother tried out for a couple sports, but he didn't know that worked out for him. He always quit anymore.
When did you realize that you had a gift?
Definitely coming out of middle school. Probably my first high school game, then I really believed in myself after that.
What are some of the things you need to work on to reach your full potential?
Definitely doing more things off the ball, you know, coming off screens, you know, just getting my shot consistent, all that.
Any goals that you set for yourself, for your career?
First of all, we're having a goal right now. We're trying to win a goal right now, U19. And then, after that, did anything that comes in the way. And definitely, they're trying to make it to the NBA, you know, actually stay in the NBA. That's actually their goal, so I'm gonna keep working.
What's it like playing for Coach Miller? How is he different than some of the other coaches you've had in your career so far?
Oh, like, he's a laid-back coach. Like, not many people know that, but he's actually a laid-back coach. He's like a player type of coach, so he can adapt to all, like, each and every player on the team. So that's why we're so good together. So that's what I like about him.
How can playing international basketball help you in your career?
You know, most of these players play for their country. They get paid for their country, and, you know, like, probably at least 20 of these players can go NBA right now. So playing against the best, like, 19-year-olds out here, you know, it definitely gets me better.
Terrence, maybe talk a little bit about how your role's kind of changed from last year to this.
Oh, you know, last year I was definitely just a knockdown shooter, but this year Coach Miller sent me on a job to guard the best defender. I mean, the best offensive player on the team. So that's what I'm set to do this year. And every game, I'm trying to guard the best. I'm trying to shut them down.
Talk a little bit about the dynamics of this team. You know, there's the group of 97s, 97, 98s who played last year. There's the two of you. There's the two that played at the 18s, and then there's a group of, let's say, international rookies. How do you guys work with all that?
Oh, we know we train hard every day. Even before our games, we have a little shoot around. We all get together, but basically back in America, we had like probably 3 weeks of tour days. You know, just hard every day. So that's how we all got close to each other, learn each other's games, and then just build off of that.
How hard is, you know, you guys only had 2 weeks basically to form a team. How hard is that? I mean, you kind of experienced that a little bit last year, and now you have it this year, probably even more extreme, even because you have a new coach too. About all that.
It's very hard because, you know, most of these teams out here, they get at least 6 months with each other, and we only get 2 weeks, so that's definitely our disadvantage, but we took it in. Coach really got on us, and just pushed us, and we just working forward.
You got a jokester on the team?
A jokester? Oh, we definitely have a jokester. We have a lot of jokers, actually. We have Nanu, we have Jason Tatum, Harry Giles, Justin Bibb. You know, I'm a jokester. LJB.
What's your favorite story right, you know, until now with the team so far?
My favorite story right now.
Yeah, as far, you know, like a funny story that you see fit to tell.
You know, I can tell that's not a story. No, we did some extreme things. So, but yeah, these guys, they're some great kids. Well, great, they older than me, so I can't say great kids, but they're some great individual players. You know,
obviously, there's a lot of news and everything about Anu's free throws. What do you think about that? Let's go over. What do you think about all that?
Oh, every time Nando gets to the free throw line, I even get surprised every time. Like, every time he gets to the free throw line, I wait. I sit in my seat just ready for him to shoot. So, you know, it's just crazy. You know, the crowd loves it, so. And, like, every time, like, we go out, like to go get something to eat, like, everybody that pull up the video, like, look, this is dude. So, it's always crazy. Like, he's famous down here.
So, I mean, that actually brings you guys to even closer together then, no?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, we all joke around. And, like, even in practice, we just laugh every time we go to the line. It's just hilarious.
Talk a little bit about Jason. I'd like to write something about him. Talk about him maybe on and off the court, how he is a player, and then also how he is personality-wise.
He's a great individual. You know, he's easy to get along with. You know, he jokes around. And then, like, on the court, he's serious. He's a team player. So, you know, he can drive, shoot. So, oh, yeah, it's just loud over here.
Talk about his talent. I mean, you've seen him last year. Maybe how he's different last year to how he is this year.
Oh, he's definitely more aggressive than last year. He's taking over actually out there. But he's an older guy. You can't even tell he's a young individual. He's definitely competing every time down, offense, defense, on the boards. He can pass the ball. He's just a great teammate all around.
Caleb is another guy
who was with you last year. There was he was, the story last year was that he had dropped all the weight and, you know, and he's working hard on his body. Where do you think he's at compared to last year, and what do you think about him both again on and off the court?
I'm with Caleb every day, like inside the hotel room, and it's probably not one day that goes by that Caleb doesn't work out. He's in the weight room like as soon as we wake up, he's probably there at like 6 o'clock in the morning working out, or he's outside running. So his work ethic is crazy, like probably the craziest I've ever seen out of someone like him, like just so. I'm not sure how to explain it, but yeah, but his work ethic is crazy, and he just like I said, competing against these older guys, using his body, using it as an advantage. So he's definitely competing, and off the court, he's just a great individual.
Why do you say that? What do you like about him?
Like I said with Jason, he's easy to get along with. Caleb, you wouldn't think he plays a lot, but Caleb probably plays. He's probably like the second person on our team that plays the most. Like Caleb, he's always joking around, so you know it's easy for me to get along with him. Well, actually, most of our teammates get along with him because of that.
Coach is new at the international game. He was the assistant coach to Coach Donovan last year. What do you? I mean. You were there last year with, trying to think of the coach's name last year.
Showalter,
yeah, who obviously has so much experience.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, you know, how do you think that coach has responded to this first international assignment as head coach?
Oh, well, it's actually, I just found out that this is his first time being a head coach, actually, so it's crazy. He's actually doing pretty good, actually. Especially being the first time with a young team like us, having 1998, like, born players on our team, 1997, and, like, some older guys. So it's actually great for him being able to put up with us, first of all, and then actually coach us. So it's pretty impressive.
I'm not going to ask only about other people, so let's ask about you. We talked last year at 17s. How do you feel about being here?
Oh, it's always a blessing to be here. Playing for your country, people back home. Probably every player in America wants to have that USA across their chest. And I actually have the opportunity to play for my third gold medal, so that's just an unbelievable blessing.
If you were to be, if you were on Sunday, be able to have a two-time world champion title behind you, how would you feel about that?
Three-time
world champion. World champion.
Oh, it'd be an unbelievable blessing because I'll actually have more than some of these older guys. No, actually the 2016 class will have the most championships. So that'd be great for us. Then we can go back to the hotel, show off to the older guys and brag.
All right, I'll let you go with that. Harry, you guys played Croatia today. Obviously, they're missing a couple of big guys that everybody was kind of hoping to see. Your thoughts about this game? You know, you took care of business. Thoughts in general about moving to 2-0?
You know, you heard it, missed two players, but you know, we gotta go out there and play regardless. You know, they're playing or not, we're gonna play the same way. But you know, just thoughts, just a good win. You know, we prepared well for the team. You know, they're a great team. You know, well coached, really good players. So. You know, something we prepared for and we were ready for. So, you know, we're out there and play hard, got the win.
You guys kind of got an early punch against Iran. Maybe didn't know exactly what was going to happen there. And how do you think this game compares to what you did yesterday?
I think Iran was more of we prepared more for this game than we did last game. And just killed the first game in Jeddah, so it's kind of hard to go scout a team that you, you know, on the first day because they didn't play yet. So. You know, the first game, you know, first time actually playing with each other, real refs, you know, real lights, real people in the stands. So, you know, it's always the first game thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we brought it together, you know, beat each other out and just got better. So, you know, we just improved. So it was a good thing.
You say improve, you say get better. How do you feel that you guys got better today than you were yesterday even?
Improved in every aspect with scoring, you know, getting back on defense. Mainly defense. really just playing on the press, you know, playing hard under press, you know, executing on the traps, everything we do, and all the assignments. So the things that we missed on the first game, we definitely execute on the second.
You guys are far from a finished product. What do you think is the next one or two things that you guys are going to work on doing? You guys have a day off, no game tomorrow. You know, what do you think that you guys are going to look forward to doing the next game?
Honestly, you just got to keep getting better. So just work on everything and keep improving on everything we've been doing. So just take everything. Really just take everything to another level. Everything we've been doing, just take it to another level. Just keep improving on it. Just keep getting better because, you know, there's no limit on what we're doing. We can get better and better each time. So just try to keep improving on everything we're doing.
You were at the under-17s last year and obviously played against some pretty good competition. You know, this is obviously a different level than what you played against yesterday. How do you feel about your underage group? How do you feel compared to last year?
The younger guys, I think we're ready. You know, so we prepared for, you know, so we're used to playing the older guys. You know, we kind of trained for it. But, you know, compared to last year, you know, it's a lot more competitive. You know, every game, every play, every second of the game is competitive. You know, last year we up 20 plus points, the other team would quit. But this year they're not quitting. They're going to come at us even harder, 20 plus points. So, you know, every team is good here. And I think they got more of a complete team than us too. And they're way more well coached. So, you know, it's same with us too. So, we won it last year. You know, so everybody's improved on everything. So, everybody's good.
How important is it for this team? Let's say that, you know, you, Josh, Jason, you know, Caleb, Terrence, that you guys are a group that played together on an international landscape with international rules against international opponents. Whereas the other guys, although they're older than you, they don't have the international experience. How much does that help you guys as a team?
It helps us because we're experienced. So, you know, us being experienced, you know, me, Josh, Jason with 3 years, Caleb with 2. It helps us out just because we've been used to playing it before. So we got to use that and come together and help our other teammates that haven't played international ball. So we just got to help it. And just come back to the team thing. So, you know, us four of the team, you know, playing international, got to play the other part of the team and get them used to it. So, you know, it wasn't a hard transition, so they got used to it quick.
I want to ask you about Caleb. Obviously, you played with him last year. You're playing with him again this year. You know, one of the things that, you know, last year was, you know, a total dedication to his body, changing his game, changing his mind frame. Where do you think he's at now compared to even last year, and how good do you think he can be?
Sky's the limit for Caleb. He's a beast. He's a bully. A skilled bully. So, you know, the sky's the limit for Caleb. You know, the better he's improved, you know, the more in shape he gets. You know, he's slimming down compared to last year, getting faster. So the more he expands his game, the better he's going to get. So sky's the limit for him.
And Jason, you played with him last year. You know, he's part of you guys, your guys' group. Where do you see him at now, maybe as compared to last year? Obviously, there's, you know, a little bit of differences with group dynamics because you have the two guys from the 18s and the older guys. But where do you see him in general?
I ain't got to explain it. You see him, you know. You know how he is. So there's not much you can – there's not much explanation. You see him, you already know what he is. So along with Josh, both of those two guys are just – the older we get, the better we get. And the more experience we get, the better we get. So I think experience and age just helps us out, along with just working hard. You know, those two guys work hard all the time. So, you know, they just get better each time we play. So every time I see them, they get better. So, you know, sky's the limit for them, too.
I know the goal is to be on top of the podium on July 5th. What do you guys got to do to get there?
We just got to keep improving. We just got to play hard. I think so with defense. I think we play defense, you know, rebound. Then, you know, the offense will come. You know, that definitely will come with playing defense and rebounds. So I think we're just improving on everything, just playing hard, we'll get there.
I do want to ask you one more question. Obviously, last year we saw you. Last year, you know, you were coming back from the knee injury. And we talked last year, and you said it was really feeling good. Even last year, you looked great, running around, jumping. How good does it feel now?
Great, I'm 100%. It feels good to be healthy, 100% without the brace. You know, without a restriction, without it felt like I needed the tip. So now I'm just going to that point, and I feel back to normal, and I feel great.
The key of the game against Italy.
They're a great team. You know, they got a lot of great stats, great players, and, you know, we keyed in on defense today. I think we did well. We had too many fouls.
Do you think that this is the time that you play more better than the previous games?
You just got to be ready. You know, when your name is number is called, just go out there and do it best for the team.
And here there are a lot lot of scouts out there at the court. Do you think it's a motivation for you or it's a pressure?
I can see motivation, you know, I'm just really focused on winning the game first, you know, winning the gold medal and everything else to take care of yourself.
All right, Jason, what's different on this team than last year? You guys were, you know, the five of you guys here. How's that dynamic of this team work?
You know, we got older guys on this team, but last year, you know, we had guys that play USA basketball more. Like, that was our second year. Some guys are first year here, so they might have more experience in basketball. But, you know, with international basketball, you know, the young guys on this team have a little bit more experience.
Do you guys feel like you're leaders? I mean, you and Caleb and Josh?
I can say that. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, just if you can play, you know, it'll show out on the court.
What do you think about the difference in level at this tournament?
It's definitely higher competition. You know, better players, some pros out here. The guys are stronger, faster, taller. It's just more competitive, more fun.
You were able to play pretty well last year at 17s. You're here doing a pretty good job. What do you think about that?
I'm just glad I can come out here and produce. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Can you talk a little bit about, like, inside the team? Yeah, is there a jokester? Is there a guy who kind of keeps the whole team together?
Nanu, the big guy. He plays all day. He plays all day.
Is there a guy who kind of reels you all in and says, all right, it's time to be serious?
Jalen Brunson, probably the point guard of the team.
And where do you fit in all this?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
You have a decision coming up soon as far as colleges go. What kind of impact, or what kind of, what will the decision be based on? Let's say, put it that way.
Probably what coaching staff I feel most comfortable with, and, you know, what program I feel like I can, you know, help them out and, you know, develop as a player and as a person.
And do you have a timeline as far as when you want to make that decision?
Probably sometime soon when this is over and we get back.
It seems to be kind of early for some people, they say. Was there a reason why you want to get it out of the way?
You know, when I have that feeling, you know, I don't want to waste anybody's time and prolong the process. So, you know, and I know I want to go to get out the way.
I'm that dude. Is the Twitter, is there a meaning to that at all?
I had my Twitter for a couple years now, and when I first got it, I had a Nike shirt that said, I'm that dude, and I just put that on my Twitter.
And a little bit about yourself off the court, what do you like doing?
I just like to hang out, you know, my friends, go watch movies, play with my dogs.
Favorite app?
Favorite
app?
Actor?
App on your
phone. Twitter.
Back to a world championship. First of all, you guys are... guys had a pretty good run out there today. Took care of business. Are in the quarterfinals again. This is the step that you wanted to get here. There's still one more that you absolutely have to do. In general, right now you're 4-0. You're in the quarterfinals. Thoughts about how you're playing right now?
I mean, I'm not really a guy to focus on myself. I just feel like, you know, as a team, everyone's coming together and everyone's playing well. So what that does for me, that uplifts my spirit. So that makes me play well. I follow suit. So if I see a lot of the other guys playing hard, then, you know, I feel like I got to step up and play hard myself.
How do you think you guys as a team are playing then?
As a team, we're playing terrific right now. Everything's coming together. I mean, just the game plan from our first game back when we were playing those exhibition games in Spain and Italy. From now, it's just a great difference, and we keep getting better. I feel like our ceiling is roofless. We don't have one.
What do you think makes you guys so good?
Honestly, I feel like we don't really have one star. We have a whole bunch of guys that know how to play basketball, that, you know, hang out on and off the court. I feel like we just have a team, and a lot of us think the same thing. So, like, everyone knows their role. Everyone knows, like, what to do on the court. Everyone knows each other's tendencies. So I feel like that's one thing that we have as an advantage over a lot of other teams, because I feel like we're a genuine team.
What's it like for you to be back here at a World Championships? Obviously, we just said you decided not to go last year, you know, circumstances, whatever, but you decided not to go to U17s. You know, we saw each other 3 years ago at U17s. So this is your first World Championship again. Your thoughts about being back on the global stage again?
I mean, I love it. There's nothing like going to a new place, doing the thing you love most, just playing basketball. I mean, I love foreign places. I love meeting new people, seeing new faces, and, you know, just getting a breather from American basketball, or, you know, regular basketball, what you like to say. I like playing overseas.
You said you don't really want to talk, you know, too much about yourself. You know, last time we saw you, it was just a totally different situation than it's so many years ago. But where do you see your game right now, in general? Where do you see you're at? What do you think you do? What you do well? What do you think you do well?
Well, for me, I really think like I don't do well.
Any one thing.
Yeah, that you know what I'm saying. Like,
sorry.
One thing well, I'd probably say like I'm a great passer. But I don't feel like I do one thing well. I feel like I do a lot of things good. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm a very versatile player, so I can do a bit of everything, so.
You know, you kind of blew up at that tournament, and, you know, anytime a youngster really kind of gets really high, you know, there's people want to pick him apart, and you know, you had, you know, people were looking to see what you can do, what you can't do, whatnot. You know, how do you think you've matured? I must say, I felt you were really mature back in when you were 15. How do you think you've matured since then? You know, say the last 3 years and everything that you've gone through to this point.
Honestly, it's just the people around me. I mean, my parents, my coaches, especially my teammates. They just keep me humbled, and I feel like if you don't have an environment like that, you'll let certain things get to your head. And what they do is like they tell me what I do wrong, so I listen to them before I listen to someone on the outside world. So I just feel like it's just my environment that I've been around. I've been hanging around with older guys all my life. I know just my friends, my brothers, they keep me sane.
What do you think you're doing wrong, or what are they telling you you're doing wrong that you need to work on? Not wrong, but you need to work on.
Well, sometimes they say I'm a bit too passive on the court. They want me to be assertive at all times, even if it's not scoring the ball, you know, rebounding, making that extra pass, making that assist, you know, just doing a bit of everything. Just they say I'm too passive on the court at times.
I was talking to Dylan a couple of days ago, and he mentioned Magic Johnson. What is that? You know, obviously there's such an amazing, you know, he's such an amazing player, such an amazing figure, everything else, playmaker. What do you think about when that name kind of comes up with someone with kind of comparison, not necessarily comparison, but you know, think, you know, with you and that name?
I mean, it's really an honor. Like most people, they wouldn't really. Me personally, I wouldn't compare myself to a legend. Like, that's just crazy. But it's an honor when people see flashes of him in my game. So, you know, it's really just an honor.
Who are some of the guys you looked up to then when you were growing up?
Well, really, I looked at a few legends like Larry, Magic. But right now, I look up to Carmelo, LeBron, you know, just guys like that.
And what do you look up in them? What are you trying to take from their games or their personalities to use for you?
Well, LeBron, really, that guy, he's just a monster. He could take over the game any way he wants. If he wants to go grab 20 rebounds, he could grab 20 rebounds. So I feel like that's something I can do. He doesn't really necessarily have to score the ball every time. Like I said before, I mean, I don't have to score every time. I feel like I could be assertive in other ways. And Carmelo, just his mid-range game, like, because I feel like I'm not really a great shooter, but if I can get my mid-range game on point like Carmelo's is, like, I feel like I could be unstoppable.
What do you want to do? I mean, you know, you're going to UNLV now. What are your goals? What are your aspirations?
My goals, you know, just like everyone else, I want to make it to the top. You know, I want to make it to the NBA. But I know deep down it's step by step. I could dream ahead, but I got to think step by step. So next is just figuring out when I'm going to go to college, and then I got to make a statement in college.
Yeah. Talk about a little about Toronto, maybe, you know, mainly Toronto, but Canada in general, but specifically Toronto. You know, I just was up there during Easter and went up to Orangeville, and you know, it's a situation where, you know, they're trying to keep Toronto kids, Canadian kids in Toronto, in Canada. What do you think about what Jamal did? Much more Jamal than the Makers, and maybe even Poizer coming back, you know, going to the States and coming back. What do you think about what they did that might help more guys staying in the States? Staying in Canada.
What they did was really set a trend. I mean, what Jamal did was crazy. Go to Kentucky straight out of Canada. Like, not too many people do that. I mean, so I feel like they just set a trend, just showing people that you don't have to go across the border in order to be seen and heard. So,
do you think it will become a trend?
Yes, definitely, because, you know, there's a lot of talent, but, I mean, there wasn't too many opportunities in Canada, so a lot of people felt like maybe I have to go across the border in order to show myself, because maybe the competition wasn't the best or anything. But I mean, what a lot of these schools are doing now, playing national schedules, going to the States, but staying at home also, like training base at home and everything like that. I mean, that's just a wonderful thing.
What about Carleton? What about Ottawa? You know, that rivalry, maybe even coach with Ryerson. You know, is that something that might, you know, I mean, that seems to be the next step after the high schools, that the that they actually stay in college too. Do you think that that's something that, that is doable in the next 2-3 years, or is that something even further?
Honestly, I have no idea. No one really knows the future, but I mean, those programs are all great programs. Ryerson, you know, Coach Randall coaches at Ryerson, so
gotta say something nice about them.
You know, those are all great programs, so nobody really knows the future. But I feel like, you know, who knows, maybe a couple kids might feel the same way that you feel and feel like they could just stay in Canada and make a statement.
You guys have never won a game in the quarterfinals. I know you don't want to hear that, but you guys never won a quarterfinal game, and you know, you have Croatia coming up. You know, they're getting depleted now. Another guy went down yesterday. What do you think about the quarterfinals? You know who your opponent is. What do you think about quarterfinals? To make history, you guys never made the semifinals.
Honestly, one thing Coach says is that don't focus on the other team. He says focus on us. So I feel like if we play to the best of our abilities, then honestly, I don't think there's really a team that can stop us. We're a great team. Like I said before, we have great team dynamics. We play well together. So I feel like if we play to the best of our abilities and just win each possession, I honestly feel like we have a good chance to be successful.
The 16s went up 23-3 against the Americans at the U16s, ended up losing. How much would you like to get a shot at the Americans, maybe even in the final?
I mean, I really like to get a shot at the Americans. My former teammate Alonzo's on that team, you know, so it's been a little chirping back and forth, so, you know.
All right, last question. What did it mean to win on Canada Day?
Just, it's a great feeling. I mean, you know, Canada Day is something special for everyone. All the Canadians back home, we did it for them. We came into this game thinking, you know, just play hard and play tough for our country. So you got to do it for the name that's on our chest and not what's on our back.
All right, let's go back.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the scary part that is that you know, Ferguson, Giles, and Tatum are all 98 born, which means that all three can still play at the 2017 U19, 2017 Under-19 World Championship, which is pretty darn scary. I would be shocked if Giles plays at the Under-19 World Championship, and I'd be really surprised if Tatum plays. And I think Ferguson. I would probably be pretty surprised if Ferguson comes back as well. I think he'd probably move back on as well. But you never know. But I think of those three, Ferguson would have the best. Would be the you know, the guy who would maybe do it. I think Giles and Tatum are gonna be with their NBA teams by then, or you know, preparing to get by, you know, after being drafted for the NBA by teams. And yeah. So. But watching those guys, you know, Giles and Tatum, especially, you know, that athleticism, that just overall, especially Giles' understanding of the game and composure and really understanding it was fun. It was really fun. And, you know, you're never tired of watching the American athletes. You know, you can be tired. You can dislike the system that they run. You know, this exhausting and just destructive press. You know, and all they try to do is press you and force turnovers and try to get out and run. And it's not a very skilled game, if you will. You know, there's not a lot of offensive play sets, but you have to respect the athleticism that these guys have, the skill set that these guys have, and to think that these guys were 2 years, you know, 2 years younger than everybody else is pretty darn amazing. And you know, Giles was all tournament. Tatum, you know, Tatum, a lot of people were thinking about putting him on there. You know, Ferguson, I think Ferguson was you know, right up there on one of the heroes of that of the Greek game, the game against Greece in the semifinals, where just nailed two huge threes after huge moments for the Greek team, just raced back and, you know, just killer threes right after, you know, Greece had just, you know, the one was a huge three pointer. I want to say by Dorsey, but I can't remember, in the corner. And then by the time, you know, defense even doesn't get back to set, and Ferguson's nail in the three. And then later on, there was a huge power dunk by Papianis, and Ferguson again back and nails a three. And you know, those are so momentum killer. Those were so momentum killer threes. And he was more used as a defensive stopper. So I think that, you know, I was saying that maybe he might be back. You know, he'd be much more of a guy who would be in a larger offensive role, probably next time around if he were to show up again in 17. And as far as Jackson goes, you know, I mean, this was I was really excited about watching Jackson this year, and I wasn't disappointed at all. I mean, you know, some people kind of were raining on him and, you know, saying he, you know, doesn't have much of a game, but I think there is still a lot there, and I think this is going to be a really big year for him at UNLV to really to show himself. And I really like him and the game that he has there, and I think that needs to shoot a little bit better, like he said himself. But I think that that there's a good skill set there. Okay, so I guess that's all we have for this week. I guess enjoy the under 20 European Championship over in Italy. Get ready, you know, follow me on Twitter, and you know, I'm giving updates on the 18s and stuff. And just in general. So just last note, I guess, is the music you're gonna hear. The song is called We're Not Friends Anymore, and the band is Body Holographic, and the track, as usual, is available on freemusicarchive.org. So enjoy, and we'll catch you in a week.
Hi, this is Fran Frischella from ESPN College Basketball. You're listening to Taking the Charge.